On a Monday, it's Bigger Pockets Daily. This is where we take the best articles from BiggerPockets.com and read them, so you can keep learning about real estate while you go about your busy life. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting, from finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
Why landlords should never use Venmo or PayPal to collect rent, by Remen Okuruwa. Technological advancements impact the way we exchange goods and services. E-commerce has consistently driven the need for mobile wallets while helping to reduce the need for paper checks or cash. Apps like Venmo and PayPal have upscaled the usability of mobile wallets by making peer-to-peer money transfers convenient and easy to use. As a result, they're an excellent fit for paying money to family and friends or paying bills online. So what about using Venmo or PayPal for collecting rent? Off face value, these digital wallets seem like a good idea because they get rid of rent checks and cash payments. After all, you want to collect your rent in full, on time, and without hassle. However, there are compelling reasons to avoid PayPal and Venmo to collect rent. Let's go over why landlords should never use Venmo or PayPal to collect rent. Using Venmo to collect rent. Venmo is a digital wallet for making instant transfers. With Venmo, all your tenant needs to do is transfer the rent payment to your account, and it arrives instantly. In addition, the app allows the tenant to use their debit card, credit card, or bank balance. Unfortunately, Venmo is not the best option for collecting rent payments. Not only is there no protection, but Venmo lacks essential features that many rent collection apps come with standard. Let's look at the pros and cons of using Venmo for rent payments. The pros of using Venmo to collect rent. Easy to use. Once you download the Venmo app, you can start sending and receiving payments. The money transfer is free. A tenant can make transfers from their Venmo account to your account for free. Allows tenants to split rent. With Venmo, a tenant can split the rent between roommates. They can send an instant payment to the tenant responsible for paying the landlord. Venmo offers credit and debit card payments. The app provides credit and debit cards without charging annual fees. However, it can add 3% to the tenant's credit card rent payment. Ugh. Social media features. Venmo incorporates popular social media features like comments, likes, and messages on payments. This switches up the user experience, enhancing the experience and allowing parties to communicate. The cons of using Venmo to collect rent. Charges fees for business transactions and cash a check features. Though person-to-person fees are free on Venmo, rent payments are categorized as a business transaction with a 1.9% processing fee plus $0.10. Also, if you use the Cash a Check feature to deposit a check directly to your Venmo account, you will be charged 1% and a minimum of $5. Charges fees for instant payments. There's a 1.5% fee, with a minimum fee of 25 cents and a maximum fee of $15 for instant transfers on Venmo. No recurring payments option. Tenants can't set up automatic rental payments. Therefore, late rent payments become more likely, causing disrupted cash flow. Impossible to cancel a Venmo payment. Venmo's policies do not allow a refund to the renter or transfer to the landlord if a tenant pays the wrong amount due to incorrect details. The no cancellation policy makes it impossible to cancel a Venmo payment. No automatic late fee calculations. Unlike rent payment apps, there is no way to charge late fees automatically. So, this leaves more paperwork and administration for you. Venmo's dispute policies. Generally, Venmo won't get involved in payment disputes. However, if they do, the company will often favor the buyer, tenant, over the seller, landlord. Venmo can't block a partial payment. You can't decline or stop a rent payment made via Venmo. Nor can you block partial payments. The eviction process halts once the landlord accepts payment in some states, depending on the conditions of your situation. Therefore, you may find it difficult to evict a tenant. No option for credit bureau reporting. With Venmo, you cannot report rent payments to credit bureaus, which affects the tenant's credit score. When credit reporting is out of the picture, there would be no means of incentivizing or penalizing late payments. It's easy to see how these cons outweigh the pros. No doubt, Venmo works perfectly for sending money to family and friends. It could even be helpful to split the rent between roommates. However, it is a bad idea for landlords to use it for rent collection. It offers neither protection nor incentive to you as a landlord. That said, is PayPal a better alternative for rent payments? Using PayPal to collect rent. Like Venmo, PayPal is generally great for making instant transfers, but is it suitable for landlords? Let's take a look at the pros of using PayPal to collect rent. It's user-friendly. The app is easy to use and provides robust security that helps to prevent fraud. It keeps your bank and credit card info safe by encrypting them. Offers multiple payment methods. Rent payments can be made with a debit card, a credit card, bank account, or PayPal balance. Business accounts. A PayPal business account helps you track and keep track of your invoices. It offers payment protection plans for accounting purposes. However, there is no protection for real estate transactions. PayPal sending limits. With a verified PayPal account, there are only a few limits to how much you can send. PayPal sending limits offer an option of sending up to $60,000 in a single transaction. However, these can sometimes be limited to $10,000. Also, remember that rent payment goes to your PayPal account, not your bank. Let's take a look at the cons of using PayPal to collect rent. Limited features for landlords. You can't apply and enforce late fees automatically. Neither can you block payments. This makes it challenging to go through an eviction process successfully. PayPal charges for rent payments. Although friends and family transactions are free on PayPal, business fees range from 1.9% to 3.5%, including a fixed rate of up to 49 cents commission. PayPal classifies rent as goods and services, qualifying it as a commercial transaction. However, there is no payment protection for real estate transactions. Charges for instant transfers. PayPal charges 1% on instant access to your funds, while a free bank transfer is going to take a few days. Insufficient protection for landlords. When payment disputes arise, PayPal often takes sides with the payer, in this case, the tenant. Just like Venmo, landlords are offered little to no protection. Inability to report payments to credit bureau reporting. PayPal's features do not include an option to report rent payments to credit bureaus. Late payments showing up on a credit report can motivate tenants to pay rent on time. With PayPal and Venmo, you miss out on this incentive. rent reminders. PayPal doesn't send rent reminders before the due date. It only does when invoices are overdue. Overall, apps like PayPal and Venmo do nothing to serve your interests as a landlord. So, what should you do instead? Let's talk about property management apps and why they're a better alternative. Why use property management apps? Property management apps offer the best options for rent collection. Here are some of the benefits of property management apps. They're designed for rental management. Property management apps help you charge and track security deposits, late rents or utility fees, prorate rent, and send automatic reminders to tenants. Efficiency. Property management tools incorporate features such as leasing, applications, screening, and rent collection. In addition, some apps facilitate maintenance requests. Record keeping. Property management apps keep track of rent payments, making them visible to landlords and tenants. Some apps connect with accounting software and allow landlords to enter their revenues and expenses. Flexible payments. With property management apps, you can decline or block payments, split rent payments among tenants, set up recurring payments, prorate rent fees, and enforce late rents. Low charges for rent collection. So most property management apps don't charge fees for rent collection. If they do, they're a lot lower than Venmo or PayPal. Credit bureau reporting. Some property management apps allow you to report your collections to credit bureaus. And here are some closing thoughts. The benefits offered by property management apps make a strong argument against using Venmo or PayPal for rent payments. PayPal and Venmo are not designed to serve your interests as a landlord. Instead, stick with the software built for you. Property management apps will facilitate instant, prompt, and adequately documented transactions. I hope you got some value out of that article. Before I get out of here, did you know BiggerPockets has nationwide data that can help you identify the best market, neighborhood, and property to invest in? It's called BiggerPockets Insights, and it's a benefit available to pro members only. See if BiggerPockets Insights can help you at biggerpockets.com/insights. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.